The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Jesus says, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass away from the law. So today, let's talk about the importance of small things. I think you'll agree that small things are not small at all. Look back across your life and, you know, critically examine the moments. And I think you'll realize that some of the most important, pivotal moments of your life, well, they happened because someone did one of the smallest little things. An act of kindness here, a word of encouragement there, maybe a heartwarming smile at just the right opportune moment. It's such a big difference, but it would seem to be so small. I'll tell you a little story, okay? Once upon a time, I was only 11 years old, and I was on my summer swim league. And it was the championships of the division, and I was up for my next race. And wouldn't you know it, the coach came up to me before the race, grabbed me by both shoulders, looked me squarely in the eye, and said to me with heartfelt confidence, "You can do this. I believe in you. You can do this." It made all the difference in the world. I still lost the race, but, you know, it made all the difference in the world. Smallest little thing. And isn't it the truth that the smallest things can be so discouraging too? An unkind word here, a nasty note there. Maybe someone speaks about you behind your back, and as you know, you always end up finding out, don't you? You always end up finding out. And it hurts you so much, you're embarrassed to say how much it hurts, because it makes you look like you're petty. How could you possibly be upset by such a small thing? You want to know how? You want to know why small things are such a big deal? Small things are such a big deal because what they actually do is reveal our hearts. They reveal who we really are on the inside. So, you know, if someone gives you that encouraging word, that little smile, they reveal that they're really in your corner. And if someone gives you that nasty note, that nasty glance, whatever, they reveal, you know, they got a gripe with you. They reveal our hearts. Now, Jesus today, he talks about little things as they relate to the moral law. And he says, "I tell you, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter is going to pass away." Literally, he says, a yod and a dot, not a yod or a dot, will pass from the law. A yod is the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It looks like an apostrophe. And a dot is a little tiny mark that differentiates between two words. It says, none of that's going to pass away because I've come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Once again, looking at the original language, I think it's helpful. What he actually said in Greek was, I've come for the pleroma. That's the word for the most, the highest, the summit, the mostest. And how on earth are we going to fulfill the mostest of God's law? Well, we're going to do it by being faithful to little things. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it by being faithful to little things. I think you will agree, Jesus even said this, that when you're faithful in little things, you're going to be faithful in big things. And when you're slipshod in little things, that's what leads to the big falls. But you know what the key is to being faithful in little things? The key is to remember God's presence. So many things are encapsulated within that very simple act of piety throughout the day, to remember God's presence. A little tiny story for you that I hope I haven't already told. Once upon a time, I was in the monastery, and I you know, once a week the monks could talk to one another, and so I was out on a walk talking to this monk, and I said, do you go to confession? And he said, yes. And I said, how often? And he said, once a week. And I was like, holy smack, you're in the monastery, and you're praying 8 hours a day, and you're wearing a hair shirt, and you're fasting 6 days out of seven, and you go to confession once a week? Question for you, what on earth could you possibly have to confess? And the monk answered very simply, I don't know what anybody else confesses, but I confess when I loved God with half my heart, when I was unfaithful in small things. So when you remember God's presence, you're faithful in small things. When you forget God's presence, that's when you go about your tasks with the mind, just getting it done. How many times have you gone to prayer? Don't raise your hands, it'll be all of us. How many times have you gone to prayer and thought to yourself, okay, how long before I can get done with this and get on to something I want to do? Little slap in the face to God. It's an unfaithfulness in something small. When you remember God's presence, you never ask that question, what's the least that I have to do? And so this is Jesus' message for us today. Now, it's a very, very simple little thing. But to remember God's presence and to be faithful in the small things, to do what we do, not for somebody else's approval, not because somebody else is looking, but simply because we love God. That's the heart of Lenten conversion. That's what it means to be faithful. That's what it means to be holy. It's the only thing in all the world that God wants from you. And you don't need me to tell you. That's no small thing.